Leadership Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Leadership Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
We all have judgments, but when you are aware of your judgments, you can set them aside. And I think we should take more time to self-awareness and to reflection, to become aware of our own instruments. How do we resonate with people with different views or different morals? And am I really curious to know the other or to get an answer I really want to hear? So is it about my own curiosity or is it really about curiosity for the other? And that's why I resonate so strongly with Emmanuel Levinas. And he, well, I write always the other with caps lock, because when you remind yourself, it's not about you, not now, because I choose to listen to you and I choose to listen, well, for me, with you, it's really not about me. So the ego is the enemy at that time, and you need to be aware of that. And we all have ego and we all have judgments and assumptions, and that's very human. But being aware of that can be really helpful to become a better listener.
All right. So that was Corinne Jansen talking to us about judgments and self-awareness and how to listen and be a better listener, which we thought would be a great springboard for us to talk a little bit more about how we see listening and what you might be able to do at home, at work, and in all aspects of your life to become a better listener.
Yes, she was so on point, and she was so rich in her descriptions and how she put us in the scene of what she's thinking and what her methodology is every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a great concept to create a global listening movement and to start there. I think my big takeaway, you know, from that interview and that quote we heard is that it's really what gets in the way of our ability to communicate, not just listen, but just to communicate in general, are really those judgments that we have of ourselves, of others, and what can we do to actually try to set them aside, as Corinne alluded to, right? Like, take these judgments, set them aside. Well, that's easier said than done. So I'm curious what your thoughts are around, you know, simple things that people can do as they listen to this to sort of, okay, I've got judgments, but all right, don't we all? And what do I do with that? How do I get rid of my judgments?
Well, you used a really key word that she used, which was being curious. And I appreciate that. And I think the curiosity part is a way of appreciating and respecting that person's experience, because you're not saying, I'm going to change my opinion necessarily, but I want to get context. I would like to know more. I think it's the gift of listening. You're giving that providing each other, not just giving one way, but providing each other. That is something so important to listen for and check if we are doing it. So I respect the fact that she didn't say, okay, in 2 minutes, you're going to feel nothing or no emotional attachment to anything you heard. That's a little too much. But she never says that. And I think that is what I appreciate about her methodology and her philosophy, how she's approaching things.
Yeah, that's great. And to bring it back, what that reminds me to, you know, to bring it back to the narrative methodology of listening, in terms of what how we'll approach those judgments and that self-awareness. You said something that was key there that was in the interview as well, which is the, you know, listening for and having that curiosity. So essentially, you know, why do we do that? Because we kind of automatically listen with something that is in it for us. How am I going to make this about my result, my outcome, which is absolutely natural and probably something you need. But the problem with that is that you will lose something else. You'll lose key information. You may even lose the trust of your audience if you're constantly doing that. So it's really about first noticing that that's what's happening. Let go of that idea of I'm in this because there's something in it for me. When you're in the conversation, as part of your preparation, of course you should be thinking about, why am I doing this conversation? Why am I listening to this person? Of course there's something in it for you, for sure. But when you're in it, give that gift of listening. Remove, set aside, as Corinne said, that idea that there's something in it for you, and rather see what emerges when that person gives you their listening, because they know that there's nothing you're trying to get from them. You're just there to listen. People can feel that. And once they feel that, mm-hmm. they're going to give you information that is, you will discover, 10 times better than what you thought you were coming in for. We've had this experience many, many times with our guests on our podcast, sure. where, you know, we create these scripts. We've got all these, this preparation. We're ready to go every time. And every time in each interview, there's something new that emerges, and we choose to go with that rather than say, well, no, that's not part of the script. And every time we do choose to go with that, we're rewarded, and our listeners are rewarded, because there's something new and fresh, and we're all discovering this together. So that would be my advice to everyone is just bring your curiosity, have that sort of intention of discovering something about somebody else, as opposed to only having the intention of, there's something in it for me, and that's why I'm listening to you.
And I want to build on that, because it's not the power of just having a conversation. Like, many of us have been in management situations where we have to navigate a tough conversation or an experience that we've been guided to discuss and address. And so often we come armed with our bullet points, the things we want to cover, we're ready, predicting some closing remarks, next actions, and we bypass the thing that's going to build some trust and mitigate some tension, that it doesn't escalate into something even more impactful than it has to be. So I think it's a good lessons learned, like investing those few minutes to just stop talking and doing and being there for that person and letting them talk. And that's found, you know, forms a foundation. So think back to all those situations that went well. Perhaps you were doing it naturally, as opposed to ones where you're like, okay, I'm on a schedule, I need to move this along. And that person leaves not feeling heard, not feeling recognized, and then calls their lawyer or just takes different types of actions. Just saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great advice. And again, something we've seen in action, right? Like, I mean, I've worked with clients that know that they're going to walk into a difficult situation, and we'll talk about how to approach it. And the first thing is acknowledge and validate the person you're talking with, right? Let them speak. Make sure there's a space for you to listen to them, that it's not just you saying what you need to say in that difficult situation, but rather give them the floor and, you know, acknowledge and show your understanding, your genuine understanding.
The other part to add to that is, when there is tension, a lot of times the glib pre-vetted phrases are really good to have. However, the energy is going to make the difference. And believe it or not, using a silence and just presence and being for that person will help make it sound like, well, I just didn't quote like page 5 of the handbook, you know, in phrase 2, you know, that we got vetted. It was more human in this situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like we talk about in our sessions, that this conversation is unique. This is not going to happen, you know, the same way in other conversations. This is really a dialogue, and it's really fresh and important that they're as much a part of it as I am, or the organization that's hanging out there.
Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking of this because of this conversation and this idea of bringing yourself to a conversation in a fresh way without sort of any preconceived stuff. And it doesn't mean that you haven't prepared. You actually have prepared, and you've vetted a lot of things. But then in the conversation, you're just present and you're open to anything that's going to happen, right? And that just reminds me of music and watching people play music and just, mm-hmm. especially live, right? They're in a concert and it doesn't, you know, people often refer to jazz because it's such an improvisational thing, but really any type of music, I would encourage our listeners actually go watch something live, even if it's on your TV and a recording of something live, but just see how the musicians and the singers are communicating with each other without words. And notice it's palpable when something goes off script. They'll tend to kind of smile a little more. There's something else going on. They'll look at somebody else. They'll look at, there's something going on that's not scripted, right? And that's the joy of it. And they get so much joy out of it. And you get so much joy out of it as a spectator because you're part of something really special. So I would encourage everyone to kind of take inspiration from that and see if you can't bring a little bit of that energy to that next conversation, that next meeting you have, presentation, and see what that does for you.
So my expression is mind the beat, the vocal beat and the thing. So we're on the thing. And I think you're starting to say the word idea like me, which is scary.
Been listening
too
well.
Too much time with me. I know, too much time with me. All right.
That's great.
I don't
all
know
right.
how to help you there.
Love right. it. Well, on that note, I really want to thank you, Julianne, for this debrief, and I'm really enjoying doing this actually. And this kind of a new format for us, but hopefully our listeners, you all are enjoying it as much as we are. And go and listen to someone and just give them your full listening and see what that will do for your conversation. And until next time, please go and review this episode on your favorite platform. Go to our YouTube .com channel as well, and narrative.com, narativ.com, to find this episode and many, many more resources about listening and storytelling. All right, until next time, we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.